From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Multiple tornadoes crossed parts of the Mid-Missouri region last night, with a violent system touching down in Jefferson City that damaged homes, businesses, and vehicles. Multiple injuries, but no deaths have been reported in the area. Police officials say the warning siren was activated at 11:10 p.m. They received a report about rotational activity of the storm at 11:30, with first damage inside Cole County at 11:39. The sirens were activated again at 11:40, with subsequent damage in Jefferson City at 11:46. A number on the scale, which measures tornado intensity from F0 to F5, has not been assigned yet. Lieutenant David Williams with the Jefferson City Police Department told reporters that first responders and officials estimate a 3-square-mile area of damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees, we've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses.
Williams says multiple agencies are working together to address damage and injuries from the tornado, including Missouri Task Force 1, Cole County Public Works, and Jefferson City Public Works. Destruction has also been reported in Eldon. Several other tornadoes reportedly touched down in Hallsville and Moberly. Thousands of customers are still without power in Cole County and Miller County. Flooding risks are still a concern in the next few days, as the National Weather Service is predicting more storms throughout the weekend. 3 people in southwest Missouri died from the tornadoes. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt will investigate the Missouri Adult Abuse and Neglect Hotline following a joint investigation from KBIA and the Columbia Missourian. Schmidt said his office will look at whether the legal rights of people with disabilities and those older than 60 are being met and will review reports made to the hotline. Several tornadoes cut through central Missouri last night. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
One violent system in Jefferson City caused extensive damage to businesses, homes, and Lincoln University. City officials estimate the tornado damaged a 3-square-mile area. Other damage has been reported in Eldon. Other tornadoes were reported near Hallsville and Moberly. Lieutenant David Williams with the Jefferson City Police Department said multiple injuries have been reported, but no fatalities. He said those numbers may change, though.
Our search and rescue, our fire, our police, we are all going to get together and we are going door to door to make sure that everyone is accounted for. We don't have anyone missing at this time.
Tornadoes in southwest Missouri claimed 3 lives last night. Flooding remains a major risk with more storms predicted throughout the weekend. I'm Christopher Husted.
Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Senator Hawley is set to visit the southern border with other members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee this week. His office says he'll meet with law enforcement officials. Planned stops include the Texas cities of McAllen and Laredo. Hawley said in a statement that the, quote, nonstop flow of drugs and human trafficking coming into this country is a crisis. Hawley campaigned in part on border security and building a wall on the southern border during his successful 2018 campaign. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.